Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I'm joined now by a duo. We've got Boaz Anima and Dean Armitage from Boa and the Constrictors. They're here to talk about their new track, Guilty, and their gig at Zanzibar later tonight. Morning to the two of you. How are we doing this morning?
Morning.
Great, yeah, thank you.
Good,
yeah,
good. Cheers. This is our usual wake-up time.
Nice, on that musician time,
as musicians, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes later, yeah.
Sometimes later.
Yeah, we're two out of four, so there's four of us in the band, so.
Nice.
Just the duo here for talking.
Just the duo of us.
The duo of us, yeah.
The duo of us, wow.
It is early, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite early.
Ooh, yo, yo.
Haven't had coffee.
Coming in spice. Did I get your name right there?
Boaz Anima.
Boaz Anima.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the last name that trips everyone up.
Yeah, Anima? Is it Anima?
That's like Anima? 99% of the pronunciations, but Anima, apparently, is what my family keeps saying.
Is it Portuguese or something?
No, Dutch.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. And I love the name Dean as well. It's an underutilized name.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I don't get that a lot.
It's a great name. I want to talk about a few things before we get into the new track. In your Instagram bio, there's an address listed for Traquair Street in Dunedin, Florida.
Geez.
What's going on there?
Is that
a little prank?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I used to live at Traquair Street in Corstorphine, but apparently there's a Traquair Street in Florida.
Oh, right.
Well, there's a Dunedin in Florida
as well.
So we're not the only one.
No.
And I think, just stupidly, I was like, I'm going to put that in as our address. So, yeah.
Did you know you'd done that?
Yeah, I knew I did that.
Okay,
yeah. I was just being an idiot.
Because I remember when I still had TikTok, there was like a hashtag being like, hashtag Dunedin Hurricane. I was like, what? And yeah, there was a hurricane going on in Dunedin, Florida.
Yeah.
Not here, where there were floods, I think, happening. This was in like October last year.
Yeah. Man. No, we've been trying to get into the Dunedin, Florida market, but that address hasn't been working, so we'll have to change the tactics.
Would Inchbar over there be the same? I mean, they use not the imperial system, the other one. So would it be Inchbar or something else?
Metric.
Yeah. It would be Inchbar, probably.
Yeah, it's probably the centimetre bar.
The centimetre. Ours would be the centimetre bar. Yeah, you're right. We're reversing it here.
Yeah, we measure in centimetres, but we call our bars in imperial units.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other way around for them. They measure in imperial units, but they name their bars in centimeters. Metric. That's the word.
That's the one.
It's too early.
I know. I'm sorry to put you through this. This is the first new track in 3-ish years. What have you been doing in between now and 2022?
We've kind of just been busy living life, really.
Getting up at 10 a.m. every day.
Getting up at 10 a.m.
I mean, there's been a lot of music involved, but it's just one of those things. We're on a writing and recording mission at the moment, and we've got a hell of a mission ahead of us for the year, so we're just getting cracking into it.
Nice.
Yeah, we've been wanting to showcase some of the small venues around Dunedin, and with that we've been wanting to do a single release with each kind of spotlight we've had, and our plan is to do one a month, which is looking to be about 12 songs at the end of the year.
Tends to be that way.
And I think it was just, you know, after like a couple of years of things being a bit quiet for us and a bit of a change around with a new drummer and new guitarist, we decided to set out this goal of writing some music.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, we had a few drinks in Christchurch and we were like, what if we did 12 singles next year and did a gig every, a 12-month tour in Dunedin.
In Dunedin. a tour of just one city.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
I'm going to fly out this morning to make time.
That's going to be the end of the year shows in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, you should. Please do that. Please. Take it international.
We're lying about that.
Yeah. And we thought breaking it up into 12 singles over the year would be a bit more manageable than like, okay, we got to get in the studio and record 12 songs in a weekend or whatever.
Mm.
Just kind of breaking it up.
Nice.
Which just made it a bit easier for us.
Now, you're playing tonight at Zanzibar, which I guess is kind of the second last day of the month. Will that be kind of the same time frame that you're looking at for the rest of the singles? It's like the very end of the month?
Whatever we can fit in our busy schedule, basically. That
sounds like sarcasm, but it's not.
No, it's not. Because Dean, you're quite busy on the weekends with another musician in Canterbury, so
yep.
We try and find dates when you're free to do stuff with the band, and I'm always gigging around as well. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Joe and Callum. They have the 9-to-5 jobs, but they come out on the weekend and play. But at the moment, yeah, towards that back end part of the month, we're trying to put our gigs on.
Nice. Now, this new track, Guilty, the cover art features a little snake getting arrested in front of like a perp wall.
Yeah.
Does the snake have a name? Looks very cute.
Oh, we haven't thought of that.
No.
I guess that would be Bo, right?
It would be Bo.
I guess that's Bo, yeah.
Or is it Constrictor? This is...
I reckon he's... I don't know. Yeah.
He's guilty anyway.
Yeah. He's got that look on his face. He's done something wrong.
He definitely has. The song itself tells the story of someone who's kind of isolated and lovelorn in their bedroom, just mulling things over in their head, with the reminder "Don't feel guilty" as the verse, as the chorus. Sorry, but the song also mentions that they're happy when their partner comes home. Now, is this a track about a breakup or someone with separation anxiety?
Separation anxiety. The song was originally inspired by Lady Ray, and her song's called Guilty as well. Mm. And it was about... the song she wrote was about her brother going to jail, and she felt guilty about him being there, and she had to, you know, like, hold the place down and whatnot. Mm. So it's kind of just bouncing off that, and then just making a story about someone who was upset that their partner was away and couldn't really wait for them to come home. They're just a mess without them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like a... dog.
Pretty much.
Snakes, waiting by the door all day.
Snakes are just legless dogs.
At the end of the day, mate, snakes are just legless dogs.
Yeah.
They both love to hunt birds, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Among other things. I was going to say, have you listened to the Randy Newman track, Guilty?
That's
a beautiful song, but it's a hard listen.
Yeah.
Real sad.
Mm. Okay.
It's good, though. Randy Newman's great.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy. Now, I spoke to two guys from Frank on Tap, who are a band up in Auckland, about their latest track called Rush, which is kind of similar in a way, kind of, I guess, bit of a sad romance vibe going on. Mm. What do you think is in the air that people are making all these songs with sad romance stuff going on?
I think that's been around
blues?
Forever, really. I mean, what do you write about? You either write about what's going on in your life, or something happy, or something sad, or breakups are huge, you know.
Yeah.
So there's always that sort of melancholiness around.
Is there anything in particular about January though that's causing this? Mm. I wonder. New Year's blues?
Yeah, probably. New Year's blues.
NYB?
It's all over now.
Mm. You're right about that though. You know, Finn Andrews from the Vales likes to say he just writes songs about love or death. That's all he does.
Yeah.
Pretty much tragedy or comedy.
Yeah.
Your two options.
Yeah. 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 Or just snakes.
Or snakes.
Do you guys have a song that's just about snakes?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Make one that's you just shouting out different snake names.
Yeah, we need you to write with us.
Yeah. Yeah. We asked AI and it said no.
Oh, man. What is the state of AI in music? I wonder, how's that going to look in the next 5 to 10 years? I wonder, will it be as bad as we think it is? I don't know.
I mean... I don't really want to comment on that at this time. Yeah.
Fair enough.
As long as I can still play my guitar, it's okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, there's always going to be live music, and that's what we're sort of on the mission for now. So with, you know, Save Dunedin Music around and whatnot, we're wanting to show that if you put yourself out there and you can approach like venues and. For example, Zanzibar is not really known for live music. They do it, but if you ask, you will get it. So we want to kind of encourage other bands in Dunedin to do the same.
Mm.
We're bringing in acts from Dunedin for all of our shows for this sort of tour, and it's all Dunedin made. So all our singles are here. We've written them in the front room of my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've recorded them at Albion Studios, and then we're going to Dunedin bars and clubs and playing them and bringing in Dunedin artists.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, yeah.
Keeping it local.
Dunedin made, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Will there be like an EP at the end of the year when all the 12 songs are out? Like kind of a compilation?
We have discussed that, yeah.
It's been in the band meetings.
Yeah, it's by the end of it, we'll have a whole new set with all the songs. So our set's going to evolve over the next 12 months, which is going to be great. So
yeah,
you can get something different each time. There'll be obviously the familiar ones as well, but then they'll get phased out with the new ones coming in.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. And how far ahead are you planning? Like, how many months ahead have you got song-wise?
We're about 4 months ahead.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. But
4 months ahead, still sorting out dates for the first 4 months.
We can't plan everything too far in advance because you can't really approach a venue in November when we don't know what we're doing or it's a bit far ahead. So we're trying to keep, at least a couple of months in advance so that everyone's on board and knows what they're doing. I made you yawn.
Sorry, no, I'm just tired.
I'm legit just tired. I'll use more voice variation, maybe. Yeah. Less monotone.
I'm Gen Z. My attention span is just...
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I'm so sorry.
No, I think that's a really awesome challenge you've set for yourself. It kind of reminds me of Troy Kingy's challenge of releasing like an album every year for like 10 years.
Yeah,
or something,
it's a little bit like
insane.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not quite as bold as that, but we'll get there.
Yeah, at some point. So this track's kind of on the love side, I guess, in a way. What will the next track be about death, in a way?
No, the next track's even sadder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're going through tough times.
You're going through tough times.
What's happening to the crew? My goodness.
Yeah. We've got to do the dips before we get the rises.
I think I'll have to do a quarterly check-up with you just to keep you on track.
Please do.
Yeah. We definitely will do. I want to thank you both for coming in this morning and having a chat with me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Dean and Boaz from the band Boa and the Constrictors. They are going to be coming to you live at Zanzibar tonight at 8 p.m. with Julian Temple. You can go and get your tickets for $20. Here's their new track, Guilty. You're listening to The One. Coming up very shortly, we have Karu, who's going to be talking about their new EP, Back to Back, with Brendan Shiraz. Stick around for that. You're listening to The One. It's 10:12. Keep it real. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.